Hello?
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Susan. I am with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about the variety of public issues facing Exeter County, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Are you registered to vote in Exeter County, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally, do you think that things in Exeter County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I really don't know.
Okay. All right. What is the most important issue facing Exeter County? Is it poor economy, managing growth, poverty, crime and drugs, health care, traffic, road transportation, quality of life in general?
I really don't know.
Okay. How would you rate economic conditions in Exeter County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Average, I guess.
Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Exeter County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably. I'll say worse off.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Exeter County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. I am going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Exeter County. It'll say excellent. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor. Now, the first one is a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I really don't know.
Okay. Public safety and low crime, would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Availability of affordable housing, would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Offering job opportunities in your field, excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music, do you consider excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials. It's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Public transportation? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. Would that be excellent?
Good.
Good. Okay. Availability of quality health care?
Good.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and culture?
Good.
Okay. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Good.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Good.
Okay. Natural beauty and physical setting?
Good.
Okay. Quality of public schools?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. Now, please rate Exeter County as a place to live for the following types of people. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor. That's the first one is retirees.
Good.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Good.
Okay. Young single people.
Good.
Immigrants from other countries.
Good.
Okay. Families with children.
Good.
Okay. People like you.
Good.
Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities.
Good.
Okay. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Good.
Okay. People living below the poverty line.
Good.
Okay. Almost done. Thank you for your patience. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would that be excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve? Deteriorate?
Yes.
Okay, improve? Okay. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not too familiar.
Mm-hmm. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate degree?
Bachelor's of Business Administration.
That would be graduate.
And marketing.
Okay. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your age?
63.
Thank you. Do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, other?
White.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
No? Okay. Is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired?
I'm disabled.
Okay. In terms of your gender, I got that one just a moment. Let's see. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That includes our survey. It's been a pleasure talking to you and that you took the time to take the survey, ma'am. You have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.